Cause you're so fucking beautiful, and everybody wants a taste, that's why I still get jealous.
Don't unsubscribe, don't unsubscribe. Please, it's our shtick, just let me do my thing. I look forward to it every week.
That's so funny that you mentioned it, because I honestly wonder, I'm like, okay, how many people hear that and then just bail?
Literally.
But I love it.
The number one negative comment that podcasts get from my research is like, I hate when they sing. I hate when they sing. Like, you're a podcaster, not a singer. I feel like there's a few tested and true fans out there who live for it.
And your voice is getting better, too.
My mother was a musical theater star in high school, so she was always deeply disappointed that not one of her four children could sing. And I'm going to make her proud one day, even though I'm no longer in high school.
Lisa would be a musical theater all-star.
She was.
Oh, my gosh. 10 on 10, Lisa. Love you.
And her and my brother, they're no longer coming in February. They're coming in May now, which is totally fine. They're going to come for my birthday. But when they come, I feel like they're going to be on the podcast and we have to do a three-way harmony. How funny would that be?
Well, Lisa would kill it.
I know. But Nick would just like embellish it so much. It would be hysterical. Oh. And then she'd probably give you like, Nick, you're ruining it. Because my mom's a little bit more of a Capricorn perfectionist. It was her birthday just like 2 days ago. So happy birthday, Mom.
Happy belated, Lisa.
And Nick and I are a little bit more free-spirited, so I think she'd probably get frustrated trying to sing with us.
Anytime you sing like that, I just think of Nick. I'm like, yeah, you guys are siblings.
Anyway, we hope you guys are staying safe and healthy and happy. I hope you enjoyed our episode last week with Kieran. She was awesome. And it was so funny. I was texting her after and that was her first time ever doing a podcast and she was kind of nervous, but she was like, oh my God, I can't believe how many times I say like I'm cringing so hard. I was like, welcome to the world of podcasting, baby. Like every girl in their 20s who has a podcast says like a million times.
Oh yeah. It took me weeks, I swear, to listen to our first episode because I just couldn't do it. I'm like, no. Like I make myself cringe way too much.
I think honestly, I know for a fact Amanda and I and Kieran are all intelligent, bright, young individuals. And I think just because we say like a lot, it's just a product of our generation. Mm-hmm. It's not, doesn't mean that we're idiots, but Amanda, I came up with this funny idea that Amanda and I have to do, like, we have to count how many times we say like in each episode, and then we have to, like, do that many push-ups or that many sit-ups. Well, we also just love fitness, so it'd be kind of fun, but maybe that will stop us from saying it so much. But also, if I just stop saying like, I don't know what I'd do with myself, like, I would just lose the ability to speak, so.
Very true. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm starting now. So not saying the L word.
What are we talking about today?
Jealousy. It's a good one.
So I was thinking we could break. This is a big topic, and it was actually a recommendation from my friend Nat. So Nat, if you're listening, thank you for suggesting this, because we're always looking, as I always say, we're always looking for suggestions, ideas. If you guys have any advice you want us to give, if you have any funny stories you want to tell us, please shoot them our way. We want to get more people involved in this community. But anyway, she said we should talk about jealousy because that's just like a super loaded, interesting topic. And I thought just to break it down, we could talk about friendship jealousy and then romantic jealousy, like relationship or not even necessarily relationship, but, you know, sexual romantic jealousy. And then we could talk about kind of that whole envy from afar, social media, like highlight reel, being jealous of someone who you don't even know. And those like three different tiers that I think someone could relate to in one way or another. Because maybe you're not jealous in one of those categories, but you're very jealous in another one of those categories.
Are you a jealous person, Sarah?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Always have been, always will be. Really trying to work on it. But I have realized in the last year or two through doing like therapy and a lot of self-reflection that I am inherently like a very comparative, jealous person. And it's not even that I'm, because I am very confident and some would even say arrogant, but it's not that I'm jealous, like, oh, I'm nothing, like I'll never be as good as them. I'm almost like, well, if they can do that, I can do that. If they can pull off that dress, then I can pull off that dress. Like, it's more just me trying to be the best all the time. Or I just feel envious of someone who, I don't know, is like living up to their potential in ways that I feel like I could if I was living life better. But I don't know if that makes any sense. It's not like I'm jealous of other people in minute, detailed ways. It's more just sometimes I'm jealous of people's overall, like, drive or their life direction or something. It's more a reflection on how I feel about myself than how I feel about them. And especially growing up in a dance, like a competitive dance environment, that breeds comparison and jealousy, and it's a little bit toxic at times, especially for young girls whose bodies are so different. And like, some people hit puberty, some people don't. It's just crazy. So I was always jealous of the little tiny girls because they would be front and center. They would like look so cute in their costumes, and they'd be lifted up and they'd be center stage. And I was always, I just felt like the big bulky girl in the back. And that's not true. Like, I was a good dancer and I had my fair share of the spotlight, but there was certainly this crazy desire for me since I was probably like 8 to be small, to be tiny, to be little. And that's funny because I'm in my 20s now and I still have to fight that narrative in my head of skinny is better, tiny is better. So yeah, it's been like a consistent part of my life. And yeah, what about you?
Thanks for sharing. I just have a follow-up question to that. So since you can acknowledge, yes, I am jealous, and you can even look back at some of the reasons in the past as to why maybe now you're still jealous, do you wish you weren't?
Yes and no, because I think it does push me to be like the woman I am. I may don't know if I'd be as motivated to like take life by the balls and go where I want to go and do what I want to do if I wasn't so driven by trying to show off to others, I guess, or trying to compare myself to others. Obviously, it shouldn't be your sole motivation. That's a tough question. Like, I do think it's caused me a lot of strife, but I feel worse for my younger self. I think now I have enough like maturity and wisdom. I'm a little bit older. I've had more life experience to not let my jealousy completely deteriorate my mental health. Whereas when you're like 14 and you don't have that resiliency, it's way easier to let jealousy like take a really negative, toxic hold on you and affect your day-to-day life. So I'm not concerned about myself really anymore because I think I'm getting a good hold on it. But I was, if I could go back and say some things to my younger self, I probably would to avoid some of the hardship that I put myself through.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
That's really good. I'm really curious. I wonder if jealousy is something that you're honestly born with or just an environment from a young age has caused you to be a jealous person or not. Because and I'm sure you'd guess this, I'm not jealous at all. Like, I couldn't be if I tried.
I know.
And when I think back, maybe I was just born that way, or maybe it was the way I was raised. When I think back, looking at my mom, so many young girls, they'll pick up their mother's good and bad traits. Mm-hmm. My mom, and like, we are both far from perfect and fight a lot, but we're sisters at the same time. She is the least jealous person on this planet. maybe second, I don't know who's number one, her or I, but I think I am that way. I grew up so I'd look up to her, and even just physically, she would never compare herself to celebrities. She'd worship how beautiful like mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston was and Angelina Jolie, but it was always in such like a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. It was like, wow, she looks so good and I look so good. Life's good. Mm-hmm. And we didn't grow up with a lot of money or anything like that. So aside from being jealous of friends, one of the reasons people can be jealous of friends is for financial reasons. So same thing. We had a lot of close family friends who were so wealthy. And my mom was sincerely just so happy for them, like thrilled to be able to share their wealth with them, such as going to their crazy cottages and stuff like that, but she was not envious in any way. She sincerely, to her core, is happy for good people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so grateful to have seen that my whole life. Mm-hmm. And when my friends are doing well, like, I truly am so happy. And it inspires me, if anything. Like, if they're getting better grades than me or killing it at the gym, I'm like, good for you. That's amazing. Yeah, I want to do that too.
See, that's so funny. Sorry, can I interrupt? Yeah. Because I feel like I obviously say those things because I am a somewhat civilized human being, but I don't always mean them. We live in this like amazing feminist girl boss culture where like I think women are starting to realize like there's enough sunshine for all of us. Like, you don't have to fight to be in the spotlight all the time. And especially in dance or in like cheerleading or in any sort of sport like that, it is a huge competitive edge. Like, you want to tear other women down type thing so that you can be the best. But anyway, I remember, like, if my girlfriends would win the dance category, of course I would, congrats, love you, girl, but I'd be, like, clenching my teeth, seething, and I didn't mean it. Like, I meant it to an extent because I'm not a horrible person, but there was definitely a part of me who, like, wanted to see other people choke on stage, you know, so that I could get an edge up, and that doesn't make me a demon. It's just kind of the competitive nature that I grew up in, but that's just so great how you... And I don't sense that from, like, I don't think I've ever seen you be jealous, and I don't sense that from you at all. And honestly, another person who's never jealous is Carlos. And I even try to make him jealous sometimes, because to me, it's so inherent. Like, when you're passionate about something or whatever, you're fired up, like, you're going to be jealous. And if you're not jealous, it means that you're indifferent about it, I suppose. So Carlos, but it just doesn't faze him. Nothing fazes him. And he's like, why are you trying to make me jealous? Like, do you want me to be jealous? And that's like a tricky question for me, because obviously I don't, but I also, that's all I've ever known, really, is when you're super passionate and you want something bad enough, jealousy is probably going to come along with it. Working on that, hashtag working on it, hashtag new me, hashtag mental health goals.
You're doing great working at it. You're doing really, really good. I think a huge helper would be surrounding yourself with people who aren't too jealous. But I think when you talk about Carlos's jealousy, you mean that, like, strictly in a relationship way, like, he's not jealous of other guys.
Yeah, I don't want him to be jealous of other guys' jobs and stuff like that. It's just more like, literally, I'll be like, hey, babe, my ex-boyfriend messaged me. And he's like, cool. Actually, like, doesn't even blink. I'm like, oh, or like, hey, like, this guy, you know, trying to chat with me at the club, like, I think he was into me. Like, I honestly say this stuff to him just to rile him up, because I'm so curious if at one point something's going to click, and literally nothing. He's just like, but then when I talk to him about it, he's like, I'm not worried. You're like, and then it's just so wholesome. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it's just funny how, and I think in the culture we live in now, people have twisted jealousy, especially in romantic relationships, which we can talk about now, into equating with like passion and truly caring about someone. You have to have a little bit of jealousy, and there has to be that challenge of, well, if you don't want me, someone else is going to want me, and I'm going to make you jealous. Or after a breakup, you always want to make the person jealous. And I think I'm even caught up in that web of feeling like if there's no jealousy, maybe there's a lack of love or a lack of passion.
To me, all jealousy is insecurity.
Yeah, true.
And you said it yourself, Sarah, you have insecurities that you're working on. So fair to say that you're also jealous. Like, to me, they go hand in hand. And when I think of jealousy, it's like, okay, so if I were to be jealous of someone for whatever reason, is it because I want what they have? Would you agree? Or it's like... you might not even want it, but because
it just looks pretty, it looks nice. I mean, I think people just, the grass is always greener, right? And it's so funny how, like, there's like the green-eyed monster, and then there's the grass is always greener. Like, all these jealousy references seem to do with the color green. Anyway, that's just a side point, but I don't know. I think sometimes you think you want that person's life, but if you were actually dropped into that person's shoes, it might be exactly what you don't need. So imagination is always playing tricks on us.
And to me, and of course, I haven't always been at this stage of my life, but I've reached a point where I'm so secure with myself. I'm so happy with what I'm doing, the people that are around me, that I actually, if given the chance, I don't think I would trade my life with anyone's life in the whole world. So to me, it's like, okay, I couldn't be jealous if I tried, because I'm like, have no insecurities and I'm just so happy. So to me, I think if people can recognize in themselves that they're jealous of something, you just have to clearly, like, that person or the thing you're jealous of isn't the issue. You have to then turn it around and look within yourself, like, okay, what am I lacking? Or what do I think I'm lacking that's causing this green-eyed monster to come out?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I don't know. I think I turned this corner at some point, probably like 2-3 years ago. So in my early 20s, when I was like, I'm going to turn my envy into inspiration, and I'm going to forcibly change that narrative in my brain. And even now, still to this day, like when I look at a really gorgeous outfit, or I see someone like land, because of course I kind of want to be a celebrity, everybody knows that, so I see, like, let's see, I see someone who like landed this amazing role on a TV show and they're like living their dream and they're getting flown to LA or whatever, my kind of initial instinct when I was younger, like I hated all these Disney stars and the Taylor Swifts of the world when I was younger because I was so jealous. And I thought, you know, in my head, I'm like, I'm just as talented as them, I'm just as this, I'm just as that. And I couldn't even appreciate their talent or what they were doing for young girls or anything. Like, I couldn't see them as a role model. I almost saw them as my competition, even though I'm nothing close to a celebrity. So again, just always comparing myself to people, even if they're totally out of my reach. But I think eventually I like started to appreciate Taylor Swift's music in my early 20s. I'm like, damn, this girl's super talented. Good for her. Like, it's amazing that she's done this much with her career. Or I'll like look at a gorgeous photo of like a curvy girl and I'm like, good for her for having the confidence to post this. And I'm just trying to turn, you know, someone who has a super successful podcast, instead of just being jealous of them, and that's not going to serve me at all. It's better to be like, okay, I want to be where they are. So I'm going to just see them as inspiration. I'm going to see them as potential example of what I should do to get there, to get to that point. So that's like a good recommendation I have for people who are trying to overcome negative feelings of jealousy, is to try to like thwart that by actually seeing that person or that thing that you really want as just a source of inspiration, and just be like, okay, well, it is possible out there in the world because this person has it or this person's doing it, so that means it's possible for me too. And then just kind of keep the eye on your own prize instead of spending all your time and energy fixating on other people's prizes.
Absolutely. No, 100%. That is such good advice. And I hope you keep taking that advice.
So what would be your words of wisdom for young teenagers right now on social media who are seeing so many things that we never really saw until we were probably like 17 or 18 at least? And they're comparing themselves to all of these grown women who are using Photoshop and who are promoting lingerie and whatever. And there's no judgment for those girls. Those girls are getting their life. But of course, we have to think about the young kiddies and how this is going to affect their mental health and their sense of worth.
That is so hard. My heart goes out and is actually bleeding for the 14-year-olds right now. Mm-hmm. Being 14, just with Facebook, from my own personal experience, that was hard enough. 14-year-old me was so insecure about what people were writing on my wall or commenting on my photos. So, and that is like, you can't even compare that to like our Photoshop was like that, like paint thing.
Yeah. Like Picnic. No
filters. Yeah. Picnic. Yeah. That was our Photoshop. So now, that is just so hard, and it's really, really scary. I wish I honestly had, like, a solution. It would just be educating the young minds, like, whether you're a teacher or a role model or a parent or a friend. Like you said, they are Photoshopped and
or they're fake a lot of the time, guys. Fake. Again, no hate.
Or they're buying followers. The list goes on and on. So you just, again, that's when people just have to look within. If they're scrolling through social media and notice...
Sorry, guys. We're in the closet again and my body is breaking.
I'm just watching Sarah's face reactions. She uncrossed her legs and looked like she needed a knee replacement.
Yeah, I will. All dancers out there, you know the deal. I'm going to need a knee replacement at like 35. My audio is so much crazier than yours.
Okay, I'll try to talk louder. So yeah, social media for comparing, we all know not to do that. Come on.
But it's easier said than done to not do that.
It's true. But if you think that it is easier said than done, then you have to put the work into just protecting yourself. So you don't have to completely delete Instagram, but remove the app from your phone so you're spending less time of your day comparing your life, even if you're not even trying to compare your life. But if you're noticing you're looking at these celebrities or influencers and wishing or feeling bad for yourself for not looking as good as them or having as many followers as them, you just have to be self-aware enough to know that this is bringing you down. And it's like you said, try to be happy for those people.
Yeah. Like Kieran said last week, you know, and she was very honest about it, which is great. She's like, I'm not going to post my shitty photos where I don't look good. Like, Instagram's a highlight reel. And it's true. And we do live in a world of plastic surgery. We do live in a world of Facetune and Photoshop. And I'm living for, there's so much more content out there now with like real bodies and body positivity and like curly hair and all this stuff, you know, body hair. There's like a social media page promoting everything that used to be considered like radical. Even when we were, and when I was in high school, there wasn't a lot of social media pages that were showing like cellulite or showing body hair. And so now there is those resources out there for kids to have these conversations and learn about this stuff. But it's just a matter of curating a safe social media feed for you. And that's hard now because I don't know about you, but my Explore page is like advertisements and this, which is kind of fun because you stumble upon things that you might not see otherwise. But I didn't ask for all this content. Like, a lot of the content I get is not from people I follow. It's from like random connected accounts. But anyway, just like I have done this several times where I go through my followers and I consciously unfollow people who do not make me feel good when I'm looking at their content. And that does not mean that they're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's just a practice of self-care. And if you were to explain to this person, look, like, I just think you're really beautiful, but when I look at your photos, I kind of feel bad about myself and I think I'm just going to do a bit more work on myself before I follow you again. They can't really get mad at that. I mean, they could if they're a shallow person, but that says a lot about you. And follow people. Like, I follow so many fitness accounts with girls who are like strong and healthy and they love to eat and they love to get at it. And I know Amanda does too. I follow like poetry accounts, like recipe accounts, stuff like that, like styling accounts, thrift shopping accounts, things that are inspiring and are attainable. Don't just follow just like Gigi Hadid and Kendall Jenner. Like, don't do that to yourself. It's just not, there's more to life than those two girls. And so that would be a piece of advice for me. And try to pick out one good thing. Compliment each girl that comes up on your feed in one way. That's something I've been trying to do instead of just being like, oh, she's fucking perfect. Like, I hate my life. Be like, wow, I really like the way she did her makeup. That's super cool. Or like, wow, I really like her outfit. Like, or whatever, or like, oh, that's a really pretty background, or whatever, like, even if it doesn't have to do with the person, like, just try to find one positive thing from each photo, like you would with your friend's photos.
That was really good advice, Sarah. I love that. And also, just you yourself, think when you're doing good, or when you have a nice outfit, or if you're getting good grades, or getting a promotion at work, think of how happy it makes you feel when you see people around you, whether it's strangers or coworkers or friends or family members, when they're sincerely happy for you and you don't sense any of that jealousy. That is the best feeling in the world, to just feel seen and supported and loved and appreciated without someone trying to steal your thunder or whatever. And so you can also be that person for strangers or your colleagues or your family. When they're doing well, you can celebrate with them and just truly be happy for them, while also that's not taking any light away from you, and you can still equally be happy for all of your accomplishments.
Yeah. And even just like fake it till you make it, which is kind of what I was saying about myself. For years, I might not have felt genuine unfiltered happiness for this person. There probably was a little bit of jealousy and toxicity and negativity deep down in my heart, but I would still say the right things and I would still put out the right energy. And eventually that did turn into genuinely meaning the words that I'm saying. But sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it, you know, put on a smile and make that person's day, or at least safeguard that person's happiness so you're not bringing other people down. And then hopefully as you grow, it will no longer need to be a front. It can be genuine, but it's better to, you know, at least try to spread positivity, even if it's not fully authentic, than to just totally sink into your negativity and find too much comfort there. Yeah, I don't know if that made any sense.
No, that made sense. Yeah. I see what you're saying. I really like that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's true. If you can't sincerely be happy for people around you when they're doing well, just fake it.
Yeah.
And one day you'll learn how.
It's just like decorum and decency, right? Like, that's the way I was raised. If someone says something that, you know, I got that promotion, you say congratulations, you say well done. That's just human decency, you know, it's just manners, right? And even if you don't mean it, it's still a good reflection on you to say those things and to put forward that good energy. So, and it all comes back around, karma, right? Also remember, this is like kind of my final note, there's probably and people say this to me all the time and it does really strike a chord with me, there's probably 1,000 people out there who would trade lives with you any second. And just remember that. People who look at you walking down the street and think, God, I wish I was that girl. Or people who are homeless, or people who are in really like abusive situations, or people who dropped out of school or whatever happened and they're not where they want to be. You know, they would look at you and take your life and take your family and take your friends and take your body and take your health in a second. And, you know, as much as you might envy that girl, there's another girl right behind you who's looking at you and envying you. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. So just, I think you're trying to say, be grateful for what you do have.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time being jealous, since there's a million people out there who see how good of a life you have. So mm-hmm. just be happy about that. And I think then the world will spin happier.
Yeah. And I completely echo Amanda's sentiments that I would not, and I've always felt this way, as much mental health ups and downs as I've had, I would never, ever, ever trade myself with any other person's life. Yes, I'm not always happy with my body. Yes, I'm not always happy with my hair or with my job, but I love my brain. I love my personality. I love my opinions. I love my voice. I love my family. I love my friends. And those are things that are irreplaceable and that are truly, like, those are the things I come back to at the end of the day, where it's like, yeah, I might not have as nice of hair as that girl, but that girl doesn't see the world the way I see the world. And I like the way I see the world. And I never want to trade that with anybody. And at the end of the day, that's like my soul, I'd like to say. Like, what I'm speaking about, I guess, is my soul as a human. I like the presence I have in the world, and I'm proud of what I've done in this world. And if someone wanted to trade with me, I'd be like, hell no. But I'll take your boobs, though.
That's so true. Same here.
Yeah. Amanda and I do get a little jealous of, what's like one thing? Come on. You have to get jealous of like one thing I get like a little jealous of is when girls have like naturally gorgeous breasts and they're like pretty tiny and toned everywhere else and they just have this rockin' set of boobs. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I would take that. But again, I'm not going to be jealous. Like, hi, you're looking really nice in that sports bra. You know, like, I can notice
it. I like your impression of a jealous person.
I didn't even
it's
know
It's like
how.
A Valley Girl from 90s movie.
I honestly didn't even know how to speak jealously.
I feel like I would, like, I literally.
Like, I would take it if someone offered me, hey, you can have double D's if I snapped my fingers.
This is what jealousy is like to me. I'm watching a TV show, like Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria. If you know, you know. She's fucking stunning. But like, she just has the most gorgeous, beautiful pair of natural breasts. Gorgeous. And she's so tiny everywhere else. And she shows them a lot in the show because there's like a ton of nudity. But like, every time I watch her, I'm like, God, you did well with this one. Like, it's not even jealousy as much as it's just, I appreciate it. And like, of course, there's a part of me that's like, damn, I wish I had boobs like that. But it's not like, like, you slut with your big boobs. Like, it's not like that, but that's probably how 13-year-olds feel, because they're not as graceful maybe as an older person, but...
Yeah, no, if I see someone with perfect, natural C-cup, whatever it might be, that's larger than I have, I'm like, wow, yeah. I do wish I had that, but, like, great for them. And I also just channel it into praying to the universe that one day, if I have a child, that maybe... they'll grow.
Yeah.
So
We'll manifest big tits. Yeah. Manifest big tits 2022.
Don't lose hope. Don't be jealous. Just give off lots of love.
But again, all these things are superficial, like we were talking about. And if I were to be jealous about towards Amanda, which I probably have been at several points in life, well, I definitely have been, it's because she's so kind. She's so authentic. She's so motivated. She's so strong in the gym. She can do like 12 pull-ups. And I'm just like, but I'm not jealous, but I'm just inspired. I got, you know, I want to live up to this girl, like, because she's everything I want to be type thing. And that's not so much jealousy, but it can turn into jealousy if you start wishing negativity to become them. That's when it's, you're going down a bad path. Yeah.
That's so sweet. Yeah. So you can channel jealousy into inspiration. And Sarah, you inspire me every day.
Wait, tell me in what ways. List them off.
So many. Come on.
Oh my God. I can't get anything.
Your dance, okay. Your creativity. You have gorgeous skin. I don't know why you don't like it.
I like my skin. I just don't like how pale I am. Like, I don't like how white I am. To be honest.
The list goes on and on. And how fun and funny you are.
Thanks.
So those inspire me.
You're like Carlos. Like, I'll be like, babe, tell me the ways you love me. He's like, but he just doesn't like being put on this.
You're my girlfriend.
I know. He does not like being put on the spot. And then he always says the worst. Like, he'll be like, I love how you like my cooking. And I'm like, what? That's not even about me. Anyway, nobody said he was a Romeo, but. Here.
Your confidence. There we go. That's my favorite one.
Thank you. I think you're confident too. And it's so funny how I can be so confident yet like such a jealous freak at the same time. Like equally the most confident girl walking into the room and the most insecure girl walking into the room. And it's because I compare myself to everyone and I'm having a secret competition in my brain with every girl in the room. You know, and I'm insane and it's insane. So I'm trying to work on that and just like...
We're just going to help that internal competition reach retirement. That's just what we're getting closer to.
I know. I need to rip the green-eyed monster off my back and retire him. I'm going to get him... have a funeral for him, and then I'm going to get him stuffed, and I'm going to put him on a mantle above my fireplace so I can remember that he's been defeated.
And is now dead.
Yeah.
So rest in peace.
I've never been one for taxidermy, but I think that'd be really symbolic. Anyway, we didn't really talk much about relationship jealousy, but like neither of us are really super experienced with that. I don't think either of us have been in super toxic, jealous. I guess you said your first... If you want to hear about Amanda's first boyfriend, that's in our Red Flags episode, so you can go back and listen to that. She talks a little bit about jealousy. Yeah. But...
Honestly, Brian is super jealous, and I love everything about
but
it.
But not in, like, a harmful way. No, it's not like he's, like, stalking you when you go out with your friends and stuff.
No,
he just loves you so much.
I really like to defend him by saying that.
He just honestly...
I'll be like, he's not jealous. He's just really protective. But honestly, that is what it is. But like, for sure, if we go out and it could be a 90-year-old grandpa and he looks at me, Brian's ready to kill him. And I'm like, Brian. Like,
which is so funny because you guys obviously haven't met Brian. Well, maybe some of you have. But he is like the gentlest giant ever. Like, he is so sweet. And it's just, like, so funny how he gets like that with Amanda, whereas my boyfriend's, like, the complete opposite. I'm like, babe, did you see that? That guy just, like, grabbed my tits. And he's like, really? How was it for you? Like, he's, like, so annoying. And I...
That is so accurate.
But I know one day something legit's going to happen and he's going to get jealous. And I know that's horrible to say, but I'm waiting for that day.
You're dreaming of that day.
Because I just feel, I'm like, are we just friends? No kidding. I'm not super jealous of him either because I think both of us just are very confident. Like, I'm a Taurus, he's a Leo. We're both very dominant in our relationship. And I think I'm just like, I'm the best thing you're ever going to have. And he's like, I'm the best thing you're ever going to have. And so we're not worried about the other person getting whisked away because we're just confident, I suppose. So I don't think it's an unhealthy thing. It's just kind of funny because most guys get at least a little bit riled up, right? But he doesn't.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I feel like we'll ramble on about God knows what forever. But
yeah,
we love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening. We're almost at 1,000 total listens. I know. We need like 100 more listens to get there, which is like my first milestone, I think, with this podcast is get to 1,000 listens.
I'll just play every episode
on yeah.
all day long.
That would just mean a lot to me. Just, I don't know, it just would. Obviously, I have a lot of goals for the future with this podcast, but that's a good place to start. So help us out by subscribing to us, sharing one of our episodes, sharing, you know, if there's one that you particularly loved, send it to a friend, send it to a family member. You can also follow us on Instagram. We post lots of funny content and photos and videos and stuff on there. That's 20.somethings.podcast. Other than that, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Sarah Birch and share your thoughts with me or let me know if you have a topic you want us to talk about. And don't be jealous. Just be happy, be confident, be free.
And when we get to 1,000 listens, I'll make Sarah a 1,000 listener cake.
I love cake. Oh, also, it's Amanda's birthday on February 2nd, everyone. So be sure to send her some love. We should do like a special birthday episode or something.
We can.
We can and we will. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.